Just to kind of weave these three readings together today, the first reading, St. Paul is talking about encouragement in times of suffering. There's absolutely no hiding the fact that suffering has already come into the Christian community. It's going to stay in the Christian community, that they're going to be persecuted for their faith, that they're going to lose their social position. And St. Paul is telling them, this is going to befall me in a horrible way, but don't get worried. We're going to be blessed, through the same blessing of resurrection that was the end result of Jesus' own suffering. So be encouraged with the encouragement of Jesus' resurrection. And he repeats it again and again, in fact, three times, just using that same thing. Be encouraged in the encouragement of Jesus, which is, of course, the encouragement of the resurrection that follows upon his cross. And then we see that responsorial psalm, taste and see the goodness of the Lord. And you're thinking, suffering, what good can come from that? Well, all kinds of good can come from suffering. Because, of course, the objective of our lives is not necessarily to have a cakewalk so that things will be easy. But instead, the objective of our lives is to try and do something noble, something even self-sacrificial for the noble, to try and use our freedom, to make the most possible difference that we can to not only the world around us, but to the eternal kingdom, and to evangelize that eternal kingdom in every way that we can, to try and take care of our families in the most self-sacrificial way that we can. Because, of course, in doing all of these things, we not only do good for our neighbor and for the kingdom of God, we're becoming purified internally to the point, where we are almost, as it were, ready for that kind of transparent love and the imitation of Jesus himself. So yeah, there is a goodness in suffering. It's a tremendous goodness and purification that comes from suffering, a tremendous kind of opportunity of self-sacrifice, a tremendous, capacity to do some good for the kingdom of God. And so, of course, this idea of suffering leading to salvation, to the deepening of love and to the deepening of faith, is a profound idea indeed. And then once again, we're given the Beatitudes. Of course, the central mission of Jesus, the central definition of love for Jesus. And again, that component of suffering is right there, right in the forefront of everything. Right, the poor in spirit, that means, literally the humble hearted, that's tough to do. And in Luke's gospel, it's just the poor, blessed are the poor. And blessed are the sorrowing, the grieving, and what do you mean, they're going to be consoled. There it is. It's the same encouragement that we see in St. Paul, who of course gets it from Jesus, and of course the preaching of the Beatitudes. And we see throughout the rest of the Beatitudes, this Jesus is not describing a cakewalk. There's a lot of difficulty in being humble-hearted, a lot of difficulty in being sorrowing and grieving, a lot of difficulty trying to get to the kind of compassion and mercy and righteousness and purity of heart and peacemaking amidst all the tumult of the world, all the tumult of our lives, all the tumult of trying to contend not just with abstract problems, but with real concrete problems in our day-to-day existence and way beyond it in the whole world of evangelization. So yeah, there's hardship, there's no doubt. But Jesus keeps saying, even in the end, if you're persecuted even for the kingdom of God, don't worry. The kingdom of heaven is yours. Yours is going to be this huge and rich reward. the point is clear. Everything is saying in the whole Christian tradition that suffering is not something which is somehow counterpoised to love. That suffering is not something which contradicts an all-loving God. Suffering is part of a vital plan that purifies our heart and deepens our faith and deepens our love and ultimately enables us to forego the pride and the self-destructive things so that we can look, you know, as Paul says, to finishing the course and winning the race to become part of the joy of the kingdom of God. That's the unconditional promise of Jesus. Not that there won't be suffering or suffering will be alleviated quickly. The promise of Jesus is that if we suffer well in our Christian faith, we are going to enjoy the kingdom of God where all suffering will be brought to an end. And in the process, we're going to bring a lot of people along with us. And that's a life worth living. With suffering, but at the same time, a suffering opening upon our salvation and the salvation of others whom we touch. Amen.